Blog Talk Radio.
Carlo Radio. Early in my youth, time had no meaning. I knew it existed, but it didn't affect me. It affected the sky by moving the clouds. It caused rain and snow and strange changes in my mother's moods. It made leaves fall, each tree a man going bald. It wrinkled my father's face, a mountain shifting. It brought me birthdays and a little brother, but time had no effect on me at all. Early in my youth, time was a procrastinating sun, kissing the world goodnight, afraid we would forget all about it. Then the moon slowly climbing a ladder of stars, the stars giving just enough light to sparkle my dreams. My dreams of refreshing reason to wake, even the monsters danced. Early in my youth, there was no time. But things have quickly changed, and I have grown. Now time is ivy climbing my legs, and the sun is a pendulum in the sky, swinging day and night, day and night, day and night, in front of my eyes, rushing me to my doom. Each day of my life, swaying of the clock. Hello, everybody. This is Carlo Radio. If you'd like to call in, the phone number is 646-595-3619. The show is called Time. And recently, I've been thinking a little bit about time and what it is and what it's all about. And I've decided there simply is no such thing. There's no such thing as time. Not in the clock sense, anyway. We made up time. We made up hours in the day, minutes, seconds, milliseconds, nanoseconds. Those are our inventions. Think about it. We don't have, there's no such thing as a conventional time. We use it. We use a lot of things we've invented. We invented the year. It's not the year 2013. There is no such thing as the year 2013. Because time never had a beginning, and it doesn't have an end. We don't even have names. We made those up, too. Carlo Radio, you're live.
Hey, Carlo, it's your dad, Freddy. How you doing?
Hi there, how are you?
Good. When are you moving back to Chicago?
Who is this?
It's your dad, Freddy. Come home, Carlo, we miss you.
Yeah, I'm never coming home. I moved to outer space before I moved back to Chicago. Besides, no one misses me there anyway. How you doing, Dad? Hello? 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 All right. I think we had a troublemaker on the line. I don't know who that was. I don't think that was my dad. He wouldn't say that. Anyway, I was thinking about time and hours and minutes and all that stuff, and I was thinking about my dogs. I'm looking at my dogs, and I'm like, my dogs could care less what time it is. They don't know what time is. Neither do we, other than the fact we made it up. Now, these ideas can be argued. You could say I'm right or wrong or whatever you want to say. The fact of the matter is we made up a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff that, to me, has chained us. We've enslaved our own selves as human beings. Say, for instance, we got to be at work at 9 o'clock till 5 o'clock, you know, all that nonsense. Well, we've enslaved ourselves with time. We've made it our enemy instead of our friend. And, of course, we all wish we had more time. But I'm talking specifically about time of the day. You know, there's no such thing as time of the day, or years, or months, decades. There's no such thing. It just is. And time only exists right now. That's how life is. Also, we don't have names. Animals, we're animals in the animal kingdom. We're the only ones with names. We named ourselves. Who knows why, but I guess we had to. But in our natural state, we wouldn't have names. We would have, I don't know what we'd have, but Carlo Radio, you're live.
Oh, hi, Carl. It's Kathy from Indiana.
Hey, Kathy. How you been?
Hi. Hi there. Good. I don't got a good connection here, but
I can hear you.
For a few minutes. How's it going?
All right. What's new? How you been doing?
Oh, good. I'm studying for my driver guide for the BMV in Indiana.
Oh, yeah? I thought you already had a license.
Yeah, I have one, and it's an Illinois license, so they want me to retake this test for Indiana. It's Bureau of Motor Vehicles.
Is it your birthday? Is it your birthday? When's your birthday?
March 4th, 1980. And no,
March
not
4th,
today.
All right.
You know,
hey, I'm
but,
January 4th.
Oh, wow. That's like
yeah.
In the same era, the same... couple months away. How old are you?
I'm 6 years. I'm 39.
Oh, okay. 39.
Hey, Kathy, I heard you were pregnant with Greg's love child. Is this true?
Oh. No, those rumors are not accurate.
Oh, they're not?
Oh, God.
I heard
no.
It was triplets.
Some twisted evidence came about with a test tube. Through the mail of some false semen, which was absolute rumor.
Rumor.
Yeah, what I was going to say was that, for this test, can you believe the question what is the difference between a parallel line and a yellow line on this road? And what do you do with that?
What is the difference between a parallel line and a yellow line?
Yeah, one solid yellow line. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Do you know that one? I drive a taxi for a living, so you know I definitely better know that one, right? The solid line means do not drive in the other lane to pass someone. And the yellow broken up line means that it's okay to pass someone who's going too slow. That's what it means. You can actually, it's legal, if the lines on the road are broken up, you can go in the other lanes. Even if it's into oncoming traffic, I don't recommend it. You've got to make sure you're very safe. But what that means is that you can legally go in front of the car behind you. I mean, in front of you. And that's what that means.
Right.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm. And all the yellow triangles are yielding, and the red.
The yellow triangle means pull over and drink a beer. Go have a beer, and then get back in your car and drive. That's what it means. Go drink a six pack. Come back and drive.
Well,
Kathy, how you been doing? What time is it, Kathy?
Oh, it's 4:00 over here, 2:00 Arizona time. My sprinklers just kicked in. I really enjoy your show. I think it's a pleasant time during the week to get on the show if I'm not at work. Let me see if I could three-way Greg Kearney. Hold on.
All right. I'm going to play a song. It's a short one.
All right. All righty. The elevator porn music that usually plays.
Why are you two talking over this song? Shut your faces.
I didn't know I was on the radio. Kathy just called me.
Yeah, but you could hear the music playing, couldn't you?
Yeah, but usually, I don't know, usually you play porn music. What music is that?
I play porn music. That was a porn song. That was a romantic evening, you know, when they're fucking on the rocks by the shore.
Yeah.
It's a big moon. Greg, Kathy told me she's pregnant with your baby. Is that true?
Oh, no. Nah.
Greg,
Greg Morrison, what's going on? Today's show is about time. Time. Any comments on time? I say we made it all up. There's no such thing as time.
Huh? time.
And,
it's a measurement.
In the real world set, like there, we made up watches and hours and minutes and seconds, because there's really no such thing. You know?
Well, there is such
I mean,
thing as the time of the sun going up and the sun going down. That's obviously a good measurement of the time.
Well, that's a way. That's how you can measure time. But that doesn't mean time exists.
Just ask Kathy. How many? Speaking of time, how many times Kathy's been trying to get her state license, and she's. How many times have you failed the driver's test, Kathy? Speaking of time.
Oh, well, you get 4 hours, or you get about 8 hours to finish it, and I, within like 20 minutes, I've missed, you can only miss up to 6, so I didn't know a lot of these warning signs. Yeah.
All
and,
right, who has a poem for me? Anyone?
A what? A poem. Oh.
Anybody have poems today?
I have
Hello, anyone have poems today?
This one is called Kite, and it's a freestyle poem. It's kind of like one of those improv.
All right, so read the poem.
It's a freestyle poem.
Well, the setting...
Just read the poem.
The setting takes place in St. John, Indiana, along the retirement community here called Peninsula Point, and... The setting and the conflict is a lovely family trying
this
to raise.
Is a play them. Or a freaking poem?
All right, it's about.
I don't know what you're
raise...
talking about. Are you going to read the poem or not?
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
sure.
Please read the poem.
Sure, sure. The morning breaks. It's time to read the news. There is no more heartache than when you hear what's going on in the Middle East. Where is the peace? Is there any peace at all? Families in the United States struggling just to have a break. Having kids growing up, the upbringing of having them become successes in this country while we are not sitting on the fence. Our country is not sitting on the fence. Peace, peace. It is there. It's true. We have it in the midst of our hearts. And in the Middle East, we are there, our troops, dying every day, while our families here grow up in American dismay. Where's the balance? Where's the balance? Peace. Peace in the Middle East. That's my poem.
Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you.
I only wish we could have peace in the Middle East. I mean, wouldn't that be wonderful? I think
God
it would help a lot if we moved our troops out of the Middle East. I think that's what we need to do. Instead of moving in and taking all their oil and diamonds and other minerals and valuable things that come out of the earth, we're basically just pirates and they're stealing all their shit. That's what we're doing. And we're calling it freedom. Oh, we have another poem by Ryan Fowler. Hold on.
Okay.
What's up, y'all? All right, here goes. This is called Murder. It shows about time, right?
Yeah.
All right, it's called Murder, and it's by me. It goes, I pose this question to myself and try to make some sense. What's the penalty for killing time if it's in self-defense? Because I thought I was killing time, and that's all I had to do, as if killing time for all I was worth was going to get me through. Time in its crime had other plans for me right from the very start. Each passing day has had its way with my slowly dying heart. The attempted murder of time by me passed by undetected. Week after week, year after year, I trudged on unprotected. I filled my life with mundane tasks and ignored the passing years, committing the crime against the time, wallowing in my fears. With each tick of the clock, as I took stock, finally did I see. When I thought I was killing time, it was killing me. As I exhale and then turn pale, time deducts another breath. The crime of killing time, I say, is punishable by death. That's it. So thanks for listening, y'all. Here's Carlo. That was a wonderful poem. That was really good. I wonder why it's called Murder, though. He names it Murder. Is that because we're killing time? Time is killing us, though, right? Really good really good poem. Time is murder.
Yeah,
if you're killing time, time is murder. Ryan, you know, he lives here in the back, and he writes good poems too. Thank you, Ryan. That was a good poem. So, Greg, do you have a poem today?
No.
Greg Morrison.
Roses are red, violets are blue, Kathy's a dipshit. No, I don't.
Okay. I'll read this poem. Meaningless. You have nothing. Your mind is defective, full of ridiculous dreams. And yes, you don't know who you are. Your so-called soul is simply your emotions debating. How are you meaningless? As meaningless as God. You mean as little as those birds tweeting songs of freedom to the holes in your head. You are jealous. That is why you destroy our precious earth. Believe in anything you want, sucker. You have that right. Believe in meaningless and forgive your mind. Let go the crooked strings you have sewn into the stars. They don't belong there. Let go the tangled webs you have weaved by thinking and make the best of your short little life. That's a kind of a harsh poem, but it's how I felt at the time, you know.
Well, that's a good poem.
Thanks. Well, it's about, you know, I mean, it's about, I think we strive so hard as people to have a meaning of life that we destroy what's already here, invisible, which is a beautiful world, planet to live on with everything we need. And we sit there and destroy it by using time. You know, they say time is money, you know, and it is. It is money. We've made it that way. I'd like for us as Americans to stop thinking about money and other things as more valuable than they are. Of course, we all need them, but the greed in this country is just disgusting, and we need to rethink why we're like this. Who we are as a people. You know, there's too many of us stuck in the rat race against time and money. To me, those are our two biggest problems. And as Ryan says, time is killing us. He had another quote today. The hours go so slow, but the years go so fast. My point is that I think greed and money have become the king of the world. Maybe they always were. But in America, it seems, we bought into it 100%. And we need to turn off the TVs, stop being such disgusting consumers. I mean, most people's big dreams are to buy this big house and a yacht and all this. You don't need all that crap. It's just a bunch of crap that they've been feeding to us through the TV and radio and ads our whole life. And we believe that makes us happy. And it'll never make us happy. All it will do is make us, you know, more irresponsible, because everyone I know, who, if we had a yacht, we'd just be getting drunk on it and doing drugs.
Woo! Yeah. I love it.
I'll be captain.
Well, you don't need a yacht,
captain,
though.
Captain. Well, time
captain
is good.
Captain.
You know, I mean, not to be, I mean, I know you're talking about America and everything, but sometimes, I don't know, I think about my consciousness, like it's weird, it's like sometimes I feel it's not even time. It's even deeper than time. It's like your consciousness. Like, where does that come from? Like, you think about every day what you do, but you know, it's literally you're inside your own movie, pretty much. You know, like you're making your own movie in your head. As you walk through the streets or go to work and do everything you do. Sometimes it freaks me out. You just stop and think about time, or just think about just consciousness in general. And it can, like, if you think deep enough, it'll actually kind of freak you out.
I mean, life freaks us out. That's why we're talking about it. You know, I mean, it's important. I was thinking about this the other day. I can't remember the last time where I saw a beautiful starlit night. you know, because I've been in a big city for, I haven't left a big city for years, and all the lights drown out the sky, you know, the night sky. Like, Greg, you've been seeing some beautiful night sky out there, or does the Arizona lights destroy it?
Well, the Phoenix light does, but one thing that I do take time, when I have time, or when I, you know, the great thing about time or life is taking the time to appreciate the beauty of it, the small things of it, even the big things.
Nature. Caterpillars,
oh,
dragonflies.
Yes. We need to get back to nature. We need to get back to basics and stop chasing money. This whole world is just chasing money, and the power elite have it all, and we need to stop giving it value and importance, extreme value and importance. We all know we have to have it, but we give it extreme value. You know, men are perceived... whether their worth is based on whether they have money or not, you know, and it's a shame. Snoop Dogg had a song about
it. Well, the problem with America,
there's
nothing wrong with being successful and accomplishing things and making some money or coin and having nice stuff, but it's kind of lopsided more so than it's ever been. There's been, you know, the middle class is getting shrunken, and it's basically turning into, like all the rest of the countries, third world countries, where it's just the elite top 1% or 10% or less, and then everyone else is below poverty. Almost about 50% of America is somewhat at poverty or under poverty line. And, you know,
that's
there's people that have
right.
so much, but the most of the people who actually are the consumers, such as the middle class, they can't even afford bread or dinner or a good meal.
Absolutely right.
Especially in a
Greg,
country that is based on freedom, it's really sucks. And it's really
hard.
It's harder and harder every year. You know,
I read the other day, adjusted for inflation, minimum wage right now in 2013 should be $22 an hour. It's at $7.25 in some states. I mean, it's ludicrous.
To make your point even stronger, is that the production of the workers in America, even since the manufacturing has been down.
Sorry, go ahead.
The production is way up, that the workers, the big companies are making bigger profits than they ever have. Like if you work for Walgreens, or if you work like as a cashier at McDonald's, or if you work anywhere, like in a factory plant, they're making bigger profits than they ever made. And where's all
that's
that
right.
money going? It's not going to the employees. It's not going to middle class. It's not going to minimum wage. They're getting squeezed.
Coming out of our pocket.
They're getting squeezed for every bit of work that you do and not getting paid enough for it.
That's right.
And the ones who are
starving.
And all the money is going in these huge corporations that aren't giving it back. It's supposed to get thrown back into the economy, and it's not.
That's right, and all they do is fight to not pay more taxes. Well, that's just greed. That's all that is. You'll still be filthy, stinking, ugly, fat, disgusting rich, you know, you fucking pieces of shit. And they bought our government, and that's why our government can't get it done, where we raise the minimum wage, where we raise taxes on the rich, where we stop talking about cutting Social Security and Medicare and on trying to kill Obamacare, when... All we need, if we taxed Wall Street on each transaction they made, if we taxed them one penny, that would pay on each transaction. They have so many transactions. That would pay for everything that we bitch about that we don't have right now. But we can't get it done because they have bought the government. And it's ugly.
Well,
all right, we got 1 minute left.
Passing,
I want to talk about time again.
Time, you know, you have to know when to move. Your house is the most emotional and financial, you know, stressful investment you can have. Real estate property, you know, we have to move out of Highland, my family house, because the neighborhood is getting bad, you know, and so you have to move. And we moved up out into a townhouse into St. John because it's the neighborhood was bad over where we were living. So, you know, it's about demographics. It could be a little bit about that when it comes to...
It's about greed, Kathy. It's about greed. All right,
ask Kathy, what's the reason to work? What's the number one
we
reason
only have
why
10 seconds left, guys.
Job,
we only have 10, 5 seconds. All right. That's it. I love you guys.
Work.
Thanks for calling.
All right. Thank you, Carlo. Bye, Bogotá Radio. Love you all.